Good morning. Happy Sunday. This is Sarah Bareilles. And the song is Brave. And I love this video. I know I've shared this with you before, but I'll tell you why I'm sharing it again now. I'm watching the people in the video. They're dancing with such just seeming comfort in their skin and joy. I think what I love so much, this video, it's they're just like real people. I don't know if they are real people or if they're actors. I don't really care, because to me, the way that it's filmed, it makes me feel so much a part of it, and it makes me feel brave. And that's the reason that I'm playing this for you, this song, is this is one of my go-to songs. In fact, there's two things. One is I was just listening to it on repeat. I think I listened to it about 5 times over on Friday, because I was invited to be on a television segment, and I've never done television, and I was really, really nervous. And I used this song as a way to just get myself into, you know, maybe transferring that nervous energy into joy and excitement and gratitude, because obviously the topic of the song is about being brave, but also the feeling of it is joy. And when I walked into my studio this morning to make you today's Lovegram, the first thing that I saw was a note that I had. I have this beautiful journal that is called Gratitude with Attitude that my friend Ronnie created, that is whimsical and fun and simple. And I'll remember to put the link in so you can see it. Anyhow, on one of the pages for the journal that happened to be open when I walked in, says, "Today I will remember that my desire to help people live a life of no regrets is greater than my fear. Today I will remember that my desire to help people live a life of no regrets is greater than my fear." And when I read that, I thought about today being Valentine's Day. And I've been doing, you know, aside from that TV segment on Friday, I did a loveless party last night, which is, you know, a gathering of people, and I walk people through prompts to make a love list as a gift. And I'm doing another one this morning. And I've been thinking and talking a lot about how uncomfortable it can be to show up. You know, I didn't know I was going to say it that way. What I was first going to say was how, you know, it can be uncomfortable to express our love in that way. But the reason I said it can be uncomfortable to show up is because I wanted to all of a sudden to broaden it, because for me, the, you know, where I have to push past that uncomfortableness is exactly like what I was saying to you about what happened on Friday. So I was obviously so grateful and so excited to have this opportunity to be on TV, yet at the same time, huge anxiety and fear, you know, that I might just screw up. What if I just freeze? What if I trip over my words? What if I don't say anything meaningful and I make a fool of myself, right? I mean, I could go on, right? We all know this, right? That the what ifs. But on the other side of those what ifs, and I love this, my mentor, Brendan Burchard, I remember a long time ago, he said at a training, when you find yourself doing all of those what ifs, and usually they're negative, flip them around. You know, what if I go on TV and I inspire even one person to make a love list, and they give it to someone, and it really changes something for both those people. You know, what if I go on TV and I really have a wonderful connection with the host, and it's fun, and I feel as if I'm living my message, and it really buoys my spirits, you know, so like that. So the reason that it struck me so much when I walked in the studio today, I will remember my desire to help people live a life of no regrets is greater than my fear, is that I want to ask you, and particularly in light of it being Valentine's Day, I want to ask you, you know, is there someone that you feel a teensy bit uncomfortable reaching out to? Or is there someone that you've wanted to say something to, but it feels hard? You know, is there some fear around some relationship you have, but that you know if you could push past the fear, it would feel so extraordinary? You know, sometimes it's a conversation that we want to have in order to be closer to someone, but it's really scary. A lot of times, and I'm gonna circle back to the love list right now because, you know, this is just what I want to talk about all the time. Because to me, and even if you've heard me talk about the love list, to me, it's like talking about meditation. It's a meditative practice. It is a practice. And so it's my dream. Of course, I love having inspiring as many people as possible. Oh my gosh, I just realized I didn't even say what a love list is. I know that there's some new people here who may not even know what I'm talking about. So let me just back up. In case those of you who are too young to know this, that was the sound of, we used to be able to rewind cassette tapes and they would make that funny sound, like, so you could rewind and start over. That's so funny. Okay, so a love list is very simply a brainstorm list of specific reasons we love someone. And I use the word specific because it's really those specific reasons we love someone that bring the true connection and heart to this gift. So I can say, I love your humor, which is great. But if I can give an example, you know, and what's just dropping in my mind off the top of my head is, you know, my mom. So, you know, if I say, you know, I love the way that you always sign your cards, you know, lava you, L-A-V-A, because we saw that in a cartoon once. We saw an animated film and somebody said lava you and there was a volcano. And so that little bit of humor that she brings, right? So it's specific and it's specific to us. And what that does is it shows her that her spirit shines through. It shows her that I appreciate something about her that she does. It shows her, you know, I know it's a small thing, but when we point to specific things we love about people, it really shows them that they matter, that they're seen. And so that's what a love list is. And in the best of times, in the best of moments, a love list that's written could only be written by you to this person, right? Because it's so about your relationship with that person. Sometimes people have said to me, like, oh, I feel like I'm including too much of myself in the love list. Like someone might say, oh, I love it when you help me with my baby, you know, by, you know, holding her when I go do yoga, you know. But the thing is, it's neither about the other person nor about you. It's about what you share together and who you are together and the energy together. So that's what a love list is. And I'm talking about, oh, let's listen to some more music. That's always fun. Okay, so the reason that I'm focused on, you know, I want to see you be brave, you know, say what you want to say, is because I know that often what happens is people can feel shy giving someone a list of reasons why they love them, for instance. And what I want to encourage you is exactly like I encouraged myself when I wrote that note to myself, you know, to let the desire for what you want be greater than the fear, or at least equal to the fear, and to always try to bring yourself back to that, so that if I feel a little bit uneasy or awkward, or maybe it feels too uncomfortable to tell someone the reasons I love them, if I can remind myself, you know, this is my one life. These relationships are the foundation of my life. I really care about this person. I want them to know how much they matter. We don't know how much time we have with someone. And if this is the last moment I have, I would want to have said these things now. And we truly don't know. You know, one of the things that I have heard over and over again in all the years I've been encouraging people to make these love lists is the times that people have done it, and it has been their last time to say something to this person. Just recently, there was a beautiful story of someone in my community who made a love list for her mom, who was in the hospital at the end of life and really going through an incredibly depressed time. And when this person made the love list for her mom and gave it to her, her mom, she started crying, and she said how life-changing it was, and she said that it was the best gift ever. It was the best thing she'd ever received. Now, who doesn't want that? I mean, any time in our lives, but especially when we're at the end of our life. We want to know that we mattered. But it doesn't have to be, right? So just thinking about not just someone at the end of life, that when we sort of kind of know that that's coming, but, you know, one of the most touching stories that I hold about the love list is a beautiful woman named Sarah, who is in the Simply Celebrate community, who read about it in my newsletter a number of years ago. And on a whim, she and her children made love lists for her husband and their dad for his 53rd birthday, right? So it wasn't like they said, oh, we'll wait to his 60th and do this. It was his 53rd, and they made him love lists. And she told me that when he read them, that he cried because it was so beautiful. And I still remember, like, I remember some of the things, like, you know, that they said, like, he always made them laugh, and he was such a great listener, and that he always helped people in need, things like that, right? So they gave specific reasons, and he loved it. And then a couple months later, just out of nowhere, he had a heart attack, and he died. And they had no way of knowing that those would be the last birthday gifts to him ever. But just think about, like, how important that is. And it really, like, when I think about that story, it, to me, it just illustrates everything about how important it is to push past any resistance or, you know, sometimes we're like, oh yeah, I'll do that another day. I want you to really think about this today. It's Valentine's Day, and I know it's a commercial holiday, and some people can just feel like, blah, whatever, Valentine's Day, but we can make it different, right? We can make it what we want. And for me, what I choose to do with Valentine's Day is to try and think about someone, even though it's a commercial holiday, people can feel really bad if they're left out, right? Maybe especially because it's a commercial holiday. So try to think of someone who might be feeling more sad or lonely or isolated because it's Valentine's Day, and maybe they're grieving the loss of someone they love who's died. Maybe their spouse has died. Maybe someone's gotten a divorce this year and they don't have that Valentine's, you know, romance. Maybe someone's feeling really isolated because of the pandemic and they haven't been able to see anybody. So try, while I'm saying all of this, not just to listen to the words I'm saying, but to actively think of someone in your life who might be grieving, you know, sad, depressed, sick themselves, isolated, lonely, disappointed. Someone who might be having a... Oh, goodness, my... I had an alarm set just in case I didn't wake up this morning. So anyway, sorry about that. Ah, life. Maybe let's play a little music. I love that. I could listen to this song all day long. What I was saying was not just to listen to my words right now, like, oh yeah, that's a great idea, but really, truly, actively think of someone in your life who could really use a boost of love on Valentine's Day, because it is this commercial holiday, especially here in the U.S. I don't know what it is internationally, but people can feel left out. So think of someone who might be feeling left out of this holiday, someone who might be alone. And what I want you to do, really do this, not just think, oh, that sounds like a good idea, but do it, is to think of three things you love about this person and to either text it to them, if there's someone who texts, you know, extra credit if you text a photo of the two of you, you know, or a happy, happy photo of that person. You could write it in a greeting card and put it in the mail. It doesn't matter that it doesn't get there today, you know. Maybe you take a picture of it first and you email it to them so that they do get it today, and then you put it in the mail so then they get it a second time. Because who doesn't want to hear these great things over and over again about themselves? Maybe you call them and you just say, you know, hey, this girl I know suggested this idea. I want to try it with you because you're someone I love so much. And here's three things I love about you. And just to make it a little bit easier, let me just give you a couple prompts. And if you have someone in mind right now, you could even pause this and then jot things down as I'm talking to you. So, one, first of all, just close your eyes and imagine this person. This is always where I start. Just imagine their face. Imagine them walking through the door right now. And let your body and your mind and your spirit just sort of drop something in that you love about them. Whatever the first thing you think is, you know? I love your bright energy. As soon as you walk in the door, it feels like sunshine. You know, I love the way that you always greet me with such a great big hug, pre-pandemic, of course. And you could even say that, right? Like, you even put that in parentheses. You know, you could say, you know, I love the way that you always stop and greet, you know, dogs when we're out walking. It doesn't matter what, to anything that drops in, the first thing that drops in. And then, you know, let yourself think about some way that this person has supported you, a kind word they've given you, maybe a word of advice that you've always remembered. Think about maybe they gave you a gift that was really meaningful. They gave you a book, or they recommended a book that changed your life. You know, some way that they have supported you in your life. Then write that down. If more than one thing comes, write down more than one thing. If a phrase comes, write a phrase. It doesn't matter. There's no right way to do them. Think about an inside joke that the two of you share. You know, something that sometimes people have just like a keyword and it just cracks you up. You know, sometimes it's a funny moment that you shared and you love to retell it. I was just saying yesterday, I was doing a Loveless workshop, and I remember something like, for my mom and me, there's like, all we have to do is say taco fixins, and we both know what we mean, because there have been two or three times where we have prepared the whole taco tray, you know, with the little diced up tomatoes and the lettuce and the onion and the salsa and whatever in all its little compartments of the tray. And one or the other of us has flipped it and it's all gone on the floor. So it's always just funny for us. Just taco fixins can crack us up like that. You could think about something about them physically that you love, you know, gosh, I love your curly hair and the way you pile it all on top of your head. You know, you look so beautiful and free. You know, I love your cute little button nose. Doesn't matter. Think about something that they love, you know. I love your love of jazz music, and that when I come to your house, you're always playing jazz. So there's just a few prompts. I could go on and on, but you get the idea, right? And I want you to take those three things. I love you because. You want to do a memory? That's also a really easy and good one. I love the memory of the time that we, you know, dot, dot, dot. I love the memory of the time we got lost in Ashland and all the buildings seemed to say ye old whatever, and we just couldn't find our way back to the car. I want you to do this today. And I'm sorry, I know I'm going over. I know I always say like 15 minutes of this Sunday Love Gram, but today it's really important to me that you push past any resistance and any sense of like, yeah, I've already done that. No, do it again. If you've made a love list, I don't even know how many I've made. To me, again, it is a practice that each time I do it, something new in me opens up, and something new opens up between me and the person I give it to. And so I want you to really, truly, if you're hearing this, there's a reason, right? If you've chosen to listen to this, there's a reason. And I want you to either write down those three things, or immediately after you listen to this, call someone and just tell them those three things. Okay? All right. So let's close out here with a little bit more of our song, because it does take courage. It does take courage to be someone who loves in bigger and better ways. Back to Brennan, my mentor, he said recently, and I love this, and I think maybe this is where I want to leave things with. He said, be the person who elevates relationships in your life. Be the one who takes them deeper, who brings more love, who brings more joy. Be that person in relationships. And creating a love list for someone, again, if it's three things, that will do that. That will make you the kind of person who focuses on love. You'll be someone who is changed by it, I promise you. And please write and tell me if you do this, because it will change my day. There's nothing I like better than hearing stories of love lists. Okay, a last song, I mean, our last little bit of it. Whoa, where'd she go? Oh, I love that. She just said, maybe there's a way out of the cage where you live. I don't think I've ever heard that line before, but that's what this is, you know, like we all, you know, can get in this like box that we feel comfortable, but when we get out of it, there's so much more to feel and to so many more ways to connect with people and to be alive. And that's what I want for all of us. That's what I'm practicing all the time. That's why I have to write myself notes, right? To remind myself to move toward that bigger place of courage so that I can feel more, even though it's scary and even though it might be uncomfortable. And please, please, three things you love about someone, tell someone, write it down, text them, email them, put it in a card, and let me know how it goes, okay? Happy Valentine's Day. Bye-bye.